heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith on this program and how to integrate faith into all the areas of our lives. And we'd like to start the program with a scripture reading. This is something I found this morning. That's usually how this works. This is a verse from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, that jumped right out at me. And it goes like this. Don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have, for you always have God's presence. For hasn't He promised you, I will never leave you alone, never. I will not loosen my grip on your life. So we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me, and I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. That's Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. I'm particularly taken by the part of that passage where it says, I will never loosen my grip on your life. Love that part. But on this show, Everyday Faith Radio, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you are a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we would love to pray for you. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program with us. Our special guest today is my good friend John Desio. And John, I want to thank you for being on the program this morning.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
You know, we've been friends a long time. At least I feel like I've known you a long time. And so it's great when friends will kind of share their faith journey. And that is the purpose of at least the beginning of this show, is to talk about how you came to faith. I've known you for a good long while now, and I really respect your faith. And so if you would, for our listeners, just share a little bit about your faith journey.
Well, Jeff, my faith journey started out, as with a lot of folks who were born and reared as Catholics, with simply going to church every Sunday, going to church on all the holy days, going to parochial schools, going to confession once a month. And during that period of time, it was probably not really a journey. It was more of a running in place. Because I knew when I was in the first grade and second grade of school, pretty much the same thing that I knew when I no longer attended Catholic Church. Because and this is nothing against the Catholic Church, is that I was stagnated because I learned the rules, I learned what I was supposed to do, and I did those things. And I thought that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. At some point in my life, I realized there has to be more than this. There has to be something that is relational. Mm. And I started to explore relational. Mm. And the way I started to explore it came as a result of my wife. And Denise kept telling me, come to my church. Mm. She was coming to church with me. She said, come to my church. Mm-hmm. And I went to her church. And somewhat kicking and screaming, because when you are Catholic, you don't go to Protestant churches. Mm-hmm. It's just the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so I started going to her church, and I started hearing the pastor talking about relationships with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And there was something in me for some period of time that told me, I really want to read that Bible. Mm-hmm. We didn't read the Bible. We did have, in the Catholic Church, scripture readings, we had epistles, we had homilies, mm-hmm. but there was something that said more. Mm. I want more, mm-hmm. but I didn't know how to get more. Mm-hmm. And so as I continued to go to church with Denise, I realized there is a way to get more. Mm. And I continued, and I started exploring, reading the Bible somewhat. And at concomitant with that was a visit from Rick Sadler, who was then a pastor here at a local church. Rick came to my office one day, and he said, I brought you something to read. And what he brought was Mere Christianity.
Wow.
And so I read that, and I said, wow, this is really something neat.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of both what Denise had done and her encouragement and the result of the gift from Rick, I began exploring the reading of the Bible on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And after a short period of time, I became involved in fellowship groups. And so the combination of fellowship, reading the Bible, and worship got me to the point where I realized, hey, it's not about simply rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It is about obedience to the Lord, but part of the obedience to the Lord is relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started to develop a relationship, I thought, wow, this is really something special. This is what I like, and this is what He is calling us to do. Doesn't mean that in any way, as if my wife listens to this, it doesn't mean that I am not a sinner, that I don't do what I'm supposed to do as far as she's concerned, but it simply means I recognize when I don't do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I confess to the Lord I didn't do the right thing. I repent and try to move forward.
Mm. It's a great story. Isn't it wonderful to have a wife who's filled with faith as well? I share that. My wife, Mo, is very much a woman of faith, and so I love to hear your story about the influence of your wife that she's had on you. I think that's a beautiful part of a marriage where you can grow together and your faith can grow together. I respect that a lot.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite theologians is a man by the name of Tim Keller, who runs Redeemer Presbyterian up in New York City. Read a lot of his books, listened to a lot of his podcasts. He talks a lot about, in Matthew's gospel, the first chapter, Emmanuel, God with us. And recently, there was a discussion about the difference between knowing about God versus experiencing kind of that relationship that you were just mentioning, the God with us aspect, and what a difference that makes in one's life. Can you just talk a little bit about once the relationship piece, and it sounds like listening to your faith journey, once it went from, as we'd say, head knowledge to heart knowledge, and it became a relationship, can you talk about the difference that made in your life? Kind of what would people see as the fruit of that from John Desio?
Well, I think if they knew me, and people don't necessarily know who I am, they just know who I want them to know.
Mm-hmm.
But if they knew me, they would be able to recognize, first, a joy.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, a peace.
Mm-hmm.
And with that peace, a calmness.
Mm-hmm.
I find, as far as the joy part, that I am looking for whatever I'm looking for, whether it's affirmation, whether I'm looking for love, no matter what I might be looking for in life, that I don't look to find it based upon what I do.
Mm.
And so it's... I'm looking to what the Lord has provided.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has provided family,
yes.
Starting with my wife,
yes.
Children, friends, acquaintances,
mm-hmm.
Fellows with whom I fellowship,
mm-hmm.
that I can go to them and I can find peace, I can find joy, I can find harmony in my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I was simply looking at getting satisfaction from what I did,
yes,
especially in my practice of law, it was how much was I doing? How much was I doing for an individual?
Mm-hmm.
How much was I looking for attaboys from folks?
Mm-hmm.
And it became very frustrating because I couldn't seem to do enough.
Mm.
And I found myself oftentimes being impatient.
Mm.
I found myself not being able to deal with troublesome issues
mm-hmm.
In a calm way.
Mm.
The first response might be to let off steam mm-hmm. instead of addressing it in a more reasoned way mm-hmm. and because I didn't know the answer, but I thought I had to have the answer. Mm-hmm. So now when I have a situation, and I do this regularly, I start my day with the Lord's Prayer and 23rd Psalm. Mm. Before I do anything in the office, I do the same thing mm. as I go throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Same thing, because it brings me down, not because simply like it's not a calming music mm. approach. Mm-hmm. It is to stop and say, renew my relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
Remember that he can handle everything. Mm-hmm. And he will tell me what I'm supposed to do because mm. it is in his hands. Mm-hmm. So that when we talk about what Reverend Keller says, it's that I look to that relationship with him rather than to the relationship with myself. Again, am I perfect? No. Do I mm-hmm. still fall down every day, mm-hmm. all day long? Mm-hmm. But I know that I can pick myself up and say, you know, I was judgmental about mm-hmm. that person, or I wasn't very kind to that person, and I can't do anything about what I just did, mm-hmm. but I can apologize for it, and I can prevent it from happening in the future. Mm. And so as a result, I think that if somebody who knew me well saw me and said, you know, you have a better attitude towards mm-hmm. life.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're talking with John Desio. We're heading to the break here. But John, I am reminded of one of my favorite verses in the Bible as I listened to what you were just talking about, renewing your mind. It was actually brought to my attention by UVA basketball coach and one of my tennis opponents, Tony Bennett, good friend. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And it just, it seems to me like you are, as I am too, one who really digs into this scripture. And talk to me about your thirst for reading God's word. Talk to me about that. And again, I'm sorry to ask that as we're headed to the break, but just give me a little glimpse on that. But
basically, it consists of four or five different approaches. One, I read the word itself every day. Mm. Oftentimes I find, I do read the Bible through at least once a year, sometimes twice a year. Mm. I read a proverb every day, five psalms every day, so that each month I'm reading through those two books.
Nice.
I have scripture, devotionals in the back of my Bible that I read. I have devotionals that my wife has provided. Mm. I read Oswald Chambers mm-hmm. Regularly.
Utmost for his highest, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is just the books that I read. Mm-hmm. I tend to read a lot of books that are descriptions of faith journeys or devotionals from people like Tim Keller.
Mm, awesome. Well, we're going to take a break. This is Everyday Faith Radio. John Desio, I'm so glad to have you on the program. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment with more Everyday Faith Radio in just a moment.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. With us on the program, we have my friend John Desio. John, I'm so excited to when I have heard about your thirst for God's Word, and because I'm thirsty too, and it really sounds like listening to your story that you really dig in, and let me ask you, I know that there's a lot in God's Word, a lot to choose from, but if you were going to pick kind of some of your favorite, either you could say books or chapters or verses, I want to hear kind of John Desio's greatest hits. What comes to mind for you? What are some of your favorites?
Well, the favorite verse is Psalm 118, verse 24, mm. which is, to paraphrase, "This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it."
Mm-hmm.
As far as a favorite psalm, it would, of course, be Psalm 23, which seems to capture everything mm-hmm. that we're supposed to do in good times and bad times. We follow the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as far as a favorite portion of the gospel, John 1, verses 1 through 14. Mm. And I've always been, it's probably the only bit of scripture that I have known by memory nearly all my life. Mm-hmm. John 1, 1 through 14. Mm. And it captures who God is, who Christ is, who the Holy Spirit is, mm. the Trinity.
Yeah.
And but 118:24 is my favorite.
Mm.
And it's my favorite because originally 118:24 was written when they were celebrating the coronation of David as king of mm. Israel. This is the day the Lord has made. This mm. is, here's David, and we've got all the celebrating to do, and we're so thankful to the Lord for giving us this king. Mm. After a while, it became a celebration for the Sabbath day. Mm. And today, at least for me, it's every day.
Mm.
Every day is a gospel day because every day has been given to us by God. Mm. It's his gift to us every day that we are alive. And it's his gift not only of just the day, but because a day is just a day, but a day without his grace would not be a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the gift of his grace to us every day through his son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day I wake up, and in fact, on my telephone at the office, I have a little card that my wife bought me that has 118:24 on it, and I look at it, and her picture's next to it.
Mm.
I look at both of them, mm. and I remember that, hey, this is God's gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to use it?
Mm.
And so when I determine how I'm going to use it, I use it with joy.
Mm.
And there's a double joy because I'm rejoicing in the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I should be glad in my outlook.
Mm-hmm.
People should see on my face that I have joy.
Mm.
I rejoice in secret, but I rejoice in public.
Mm.
And as I studied that and thought about it and prayed about it, I thought to myself, wow, this day is a gift from God. He gave his son for me to have grace today.
Mm.
And yet, sometimes I complain.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm moody. Sometimes I'm a difficult person. I'm a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying to God? I'm saying, God, you gave me this day to rejoice in, and I'm saying, the heck with you. I'm mm. going to do it my way.
Mm.
I'm going to do it my way because even though this is your gift to me, I'm going to switch it around. I'm going to throw it back to you and say, I don't want this gift. I want the gift of being able to be a difficult person.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, wait a minute. So I catch myself on that mm-hmm. and realize that's what I've said.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, I can't do that
mm-hmm.
because I can't say to God, you gave me a gift that I don't want.
Mm.
You gave me a gift that I want to throw back in your face.
Mm.
I want to do it my way.
Mm.
And so it really has helped my day mm. as I go through every day to recognize that, hey, anytime I'm a pain in the tail for anybody, I am striking out at God and saying, you don't mean anything to me.
Wow.
Your gift is meaningless.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we have John Desio on the program today. John, talk to me about how your faith has made you a different in your business life. I can kind of already catch a glimpse of that with the Psalm 118 that you have at the office, but talk to me about kind of what a difference your faith has made and just how you approach your work.
Well, two things, Jeff. One is there are a lot of folks who come into my office who don't know who I am. They come in difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
When I say they don't know who I am, they've never met me before.
Right.
They're trusting me to handle something for them,
mm-hmm.
take care of some troubles that they have. And the minute that I can connect with them spiritually, we have a fellowship that lets them trust me and lets me trust them, that they'll tell me what I need to know, and I'll be able to tell them and work with them,
mm-hmm.
tell them what they need to know. So it gives me a connection with them that I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that far more people whom I work with have a relationship with the Lord than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have trust in each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's given me that connection, first of all. The second thing that it has done for me is I also have a little note to myself to the effect that I do not understand what happens to folks who put their trust in me when I don't respond and give them the information, advice, support that they're seeking. In other words, when somebody comes to me or to goes to anybody else and we turn them away, mm-hmm. we don't know how devastating that might be on mm-hmm. their life mm-hmm. because we never see those people again mm-hmm. and we don't know what has happened to them when I had the opportunity to help them. Mm,
the empathy piece.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So it's really, and I think about that like in that very way, mm-hmm. like, okay, if I don't help this person, mm-hmm. what is going to happen to them? Mm-hmm. And there is a stewardship relationship that I have because God has said, I'm bringing this person into your life. Mm-hmm. This person needs help, and you're supposed to help them. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do that, not only do I do something or not do something that might be harmful to mm-hmm. them, but I, again, basically said to the Lord, you know, that's not the gift I want. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose who you send to me. Mm.
And John, I know you can understand this. My faith journey has changed my real estate practice dramatically because I believe along the same lines that every client that I serve has been brought to me for a reason. And it's a divine appointment, if you will. And that's how I take it. And when you have faith that, okay, sometimes you kind of scratch your head and say, okay, are you sure about that, God? But when you take it from that faith perspective, it becomes kind of a different assignment with your clients that I'm not just here, and we have a somewhat similar practice, and you've got the law part, but I've got the real estate part, and so we're oftentimes solving problems for people. And so I really take that responsibility that we're not just here to, you know, consummate a real estate deal. We're here to help and serve. And we talk about in my office that to the extent we can, we are, as Jesus would do, foot washers. We're there to serve. And, you know, the real estate part comes along with that. Now, the other thing I must mention, I've also learned now in my advanced years, is that God will bring people in your life for a reason, but he'll also remove people from your life for a reason. And yes, sometimes sir. That's painful, and you don't understand it, but if you hold on to it by faith, you can kind of get through it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And I've experienced that in a fellowship group that I have where there are probably 8 or 10 of us, mm-hmm. and probably 6 or 7 of the people in the group have either lost spouses or children to death of some kind, whether it's cancer, and some of the people themselves have died of cancer in the group. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to watch how they have done that so that when those kinds of things happen to me, or if they happen to me, then I will know how I'm to react, mm-hmm. because I will know first that it's for God's purpose, mm-hmm. and it's not for my purpose, it's for his purpose.
Amen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're winding down the program. We have John Desio with us today. John, I want to ask this question. You brought up the 23rd Psalm and how that's one of your favorites. We oftentimes hear that at funerals and when tough things are going on in life. Can you think of a time, does anything come to mind when your faith has really helped you during a difficult situation in your life?
Yes, several times. And it's been times when I'm going to say egocentric. In other words, a situation has come up and I knew how to solve the problem, mm-hmm. a personal situation, where a relationship situation, and I knew that I was right. Mm. And I knew that I was right for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And the writer I got, to use that term, the writer I got. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, I realized, am I following the Lord here? Mm. Am I following him through this valley? Because obviously I am in this valley because I'm right, the other person is wrong. and this is spousal relationship with my wife. You know, she's wrong and I'm right, and I'm going to be stubborn as can be because I'm right. I mean, who is she to know who's right and wrong? I'm the lawyer. And so, but eventually I sit down, and as I pray that psalm, I keep saying to myself, with her help, how is the Lord leading me through this? And then I realize he's leading me through it. I've got to follow what he says, which is obey him, which is love, and which is love being anti-ego. So I've got to get rid of my ego. And we've been, as all spouses are, you have challenges. And so it's helped me through those difficult times.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God is the verse that comes to mind. John Desio, it's so awesome to have you on this program. I will share with you, God has given me a little assignment here in the in the lead up to Christmas. I got this message kind of during one of my devotionals. Was it's a time for some radical reconciliation. You know, the enemy likes to divide our relationships and separate friendships. And the message that I got was that I made a list of, you know, it was literally transcribed from the Lord, told me, meet with these people and reconcile the relationship. And I, you know, it was a little hard to get started, but I'm kind of on a roll. I'm doing one a day. So if any of our listeners, if you get a phone call from me for lunch, that means, you know, I'm trying to repair our relationship. But, you know, the step that the Lord has put on my heart is the ask for forgiveness and the apology piece. And I know that strikes home with you too, because that's very similar to what you were just talking about with the pride part.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, our show has come to a close. John Desio, to you and to your family and to all of our listeners, I want to say in this Christmas season, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. John Desio, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
Let your presence over. Come restore and make us new. God, we need